I'd like to begin today with a few remarks by providing some details about this graduating class. This is the largest fall graduation in our history. As we continue on the steady upward course the Lord has set, we see the number of graduates grow each semester. A total of 1,280 students are receiving diplomas today. Of that group, 757 are women, 523 are men. Amongst this group of graduates, 1,147 are receiving bachelor's degrees, and 148 students are receiving associate degrees. 579 of the graduates have served full-time missions. They represent 45% of those receiving degrees today. There are 588 graduates who are married, comprising 46% of the graduating class. And among those married students, 41 couples are graduating together. I invite the audience to give all of our graduates a round of applause. I know this is a day that the graduates have looked forward to for a long time. I hope each of you has a genuine sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. This is a wonderful day in your lives. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to be with you. Sister Clark and I extend to you our congratulations and our love. Today, I would like to leave with you just three principles that will help you on your journey. Before I share these principles with you, however, I would like to leave with you the most important thing I have to say to you today, speaking to the graduates, and that is that I love you. I love you very much. I know that Heavenly Father loves you, and I know that His love will be in you and grow in you all your lives. I'm grateful for this opportunity I have to share just a couple of words with you today. I have three principles that I want you to remember. First principle, principle number one, keep the Spirit with you in your lives. You have the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's a great privilege to have the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost in your life. It's a precious gift. The power of the Spirit will be essential to everything you hold dear in your life. You will need the guidance and comfort that comes through the Holy Ghost. You'll need the gifts and powers of heaven that come to us through the ministry of the Holy Ghost. And you will need the healing, redeeming power of the atonement of Jesus Christ in your life. And that comes to us through the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit is so important. It's so critical to your lives. Keep it with you. Don't do anything or wear anything or say anything or read anything or listen to anything or watch anything or go anywhere that would drive the Spirit away. Do everything you must do to keep the Spirit with you. Now, principle number two, serve the Lord. You'll have many opportunities to serve the Lord. Some of those will come in callings in the church. My advice to you is to always magnify your callings in the church. No matter what your bishop calls you to do, accept that calling and magnify it. And if there's some help that goes out, or call for help for people to come and be of assistance, please be the first one to stand up and say, "Here am I, send me." And when the promptings of the Spirit come to you to send you on the Lord's errand of service, go as soon as you can. Those promptings are your personal ministry. They come from the Lord. The person who needs you may be down the hall in your own home, or it may be someone across the world. It may be a niece or a nephew or a neighbor, maybe a lost soul you don't know. Whoever it may be, when that impression comes, go. Now, principle number three, don't let the world get into your heart. Never, ever let the things of the world get in your heart. Never set your heart on things, whatever they may be, on money or clothes or cars or houses or whatever. Don't let anything of the world get in your heart. And don't let pleasure or thrills or career or position or power get into your heart. They can get there very easily if you're not careful. Set your heart on the Lord and His kingdom, on your family, on the blessings of the temple, on the things of eternity. And always live within your means. Always pay your tithing. Always give a generous fast offering. These are very simple things. But I promise you, brothers and sisters, that paying a full tithe and being generous in your offerings will keep the world out of your heart and the Lord in it. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, I leave you with my love and my witness. I know that God lives. I know that He's our Father in heaven. His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Savior and Redeemer of all mankind. This is His work, it's His church, and it's His kingdom restored to the earth through the prophet Joseph. President Monson walks today where Joseph walked. President Monson is the prophet of God. You, brothers and sisters, have a marvelous destiny and a great work to do in the kingdom. I pray the Lord's choicest blessings on you and your family this day and always. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.